You're listening to a podcast from 702.
But I want to remind you of something that we did yesterday, which was a masterclass on the polygraph, the lie detector. And we had a great guest on, Charles Kemp, who gave us a sense of how it works. We were curious about how it's used in certain labor cases, and also how it actually works, what things it's actually measuring and recording in the body, because its credibility has been brought into question over a number of years. But he contends, we even heard from another examiner who said that the accuracy, depending on the test that you use, is absolutely incredible, that the accuracy is pretty high from their experience. And so listening to that conversation was the man who kind of triggered it all. We made a couple of examples of political figures in South Africa who have put their hands up to say, I will take a lie detector test. I will do it, and I will do it in public. Mwako Ramatlodi challenged former President Jacob Zuma when he made spy allegations about the advocate at the Zondo Commission that they both take a lie detector test. That never happened, right? The president simply just mised him, ghosted him, quiet, nothing. That never happened. But now we're sitting with a case of alleged sexual harassment. A complaint of sexual harassment has been laid against the Democratic Alliance's Gauteng interim leader, Solim Simanga. And on the station, speaking to Bongani Bingwa as well at the start of the week, he said he would take a lie detector test as a way of confirming that he did not sexually harass Nkele Molapo, who is a DA Gauteng MPL, who has accused him of this behavior. She outlined details of that occasion 2 days ago. And so yesterday, Solim Simanga was listening to our conversation, and he then gave us a call right at the end of our program. And we speak to him now. Solim Simanga, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. Hello.
Hello, Aza. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. It was surprising to see your call, your name and number flashing on our screens as we concluded the show. You listened to our masterclass on the polygraph.
Well, thank you very much, Aza. Yes, I did listen. And as you correctly said, I did put my name out, my hand up and say, I will do this. Not only will I do it, because as much as I know that this might not be admissible in a court of law, but, you know, we now also need to deal with, with a public perception that is out there. And, you know, with the cases of GBV that has now become a scourge in South Africa, when a woman says this has happened to me, usually the man is confirmed guilty until proven innocent. And I'm saying that this is all about, politics. This is all politicking that is aimed at, tarnishing my name and that of the party that I represent. And this is why I'm saying I'm willing to come and do it if, your guest is willing to, host it, and you are willing to then confirm that it was done in a professional manner. I'm more than happy to do that. And I even challenge the lady who was making all these allegations, once I'm done, to also come and do her own testing.
Once you are done. And I think it's important to also state that this is not, and reiterate that this does not substitute a legal process. Will you submit yourself as well, of course, because she's abandoned the Democratic Alliance's processes and opted to go to the SAPS?
You see, I've done three things, Aza. One is that I've made a public statement and I've written to the party, to say I want the case to be reinstated, even when she is withdrawn it. I want the case to be reinstated because I want a full-on investigation, so that this so-called anonymous resources. By the way, I find it very, very strange that somebody will come and say there are people who are willing to talk if they can remain anonymous. Crime cannot be something that will be held in an anonymous manner. This is a problem that I'm having with the whole particular thing. But anyway, I said to the party that they should. I wrote to the party officially and asked them to deal with this matter to do a full investigation. The second part, which your colleague seems to be overly excited and didn't even mention, I opened a case with the South African police before Memolapo opened the case. So she acted 2 weeks after I opened the case. And she withdrew, the sexual harassment charges internally after only 3 days of her laying the charges. Now, that is also questionable. The third part that I've also done is that I have said that, I'm going to do this lie detector testing. So there are three things that I'm putting out there. One is that I'm reinstating all the charges. I've laid the charges with the South African Police Service. I reinstated the charges within the party, that the party will do a full-on investigation and use the sexual harassment policy as an example and a guide in terms of what needs to happen. The
right.
second part that I'm doing as well is that, you know, I'm calling on her to come and do a lie detector testing, as I will also be doing one. The third part, once I've cleared my name, I am going to sue her, and I'm going to sue anybody else who would be associated with this case, because I know that this is all a political ploy, and there are people that are behind all of this,
yes.
and we'll make sure that they're all of them brought to book.
Well, in relation to some of the things that you've mentioned, Mr. Msimanga, I know that EWN and, of course, The Breakfast Show will follow through with what Nkele Molapo stated on that show in the morning, right? So that, as well, EWN and 702 is walking that part of the story. So that I will leave to the other shows. And then...
Sorry, Ava. Just a quick one. You know, there's also a very interesting point that came up on SABC yesterday. So she was asked yesterday, what do you want to see happening? Now, anybody who feels aggrieved and anybody who feels that they have been sexually harassed or whatever the case may be, first thing that they want to see is justice. They want to see the person arrested. They want to see the person being prosecuted. They want to see the person sent to jail. No. The first thing that she answers when she's asked, what do you want to see happening? She says, Solim Simanga must step aside and clear his name. That's what she says.
Well, you cannot. Right, but so you must remember that you cannot dictate what it is the victim feels to be the correct recourse. You cannot dictate that. But I just want to continue with our conversation for a moment as we outline the way forward, because this cannot be a session where the alleged victim in this case, you are defending yourself against what she has said. This is about you taking this lie detector test and the results being made public on this platform, as you have, as you said, put your hand up to do it. And so this is what we will look at, how we coordinate this. We have Ben Lombard, who is a forensic psychologist who will be administering this lie detector. So just stay there as we listen to Ben and how this will be administered. Ben, hello.
Good afternoon, Zania. Thanks for inviting me onto your show.
Yes, and thank you for joining us. Your colleague, Charles Kemp, said that you would be best suited, best placed to administer this particular polygraph. And we are here to coordinate and to make sure that it does happen in the public interest, even though, yes, there are other processes that are taking place, as Solim Simanga has just been outlining. So, Ben, just give me a sense of, just briefly, about how this will be done.
Right, Zania, thank you. In the case of sexual harassment cases, it is ideally, the ideal situation would be to polygraph both the victim and the alleged perpetrator. However, all is not lost. If one of them refuse or for whatever reason decline to undergo a polygraph examination, the other one can still be polygraphed. So it is not the end of the world, but ideally, as I said, it would be to polygraph both on the allegations in the form of a mirror image, where if the victim says something happened, you test the victim on the allegations and also test the accused in that matter, or the suspect in that matter regards to the allegations.
So do you have previous cases, especially on matters of sexual harassment and the like, where a polygraph has been used?
Many of them. I have testified at many CCMA cases in the past already, and also many other civil matters, as well as also in the case of child abuse cases.
And as we know, that it's not necessary. What we clarified yesterday is that at CCMA it is admissible, but not necessarily in court.
Yeah, quite so. But this matter is already in the public domain, and I must be honest, I haven't really followed it in depth. But it's already in public domain, and I'm pretty sure the victim would like to be believed in this case, and I'm also pretty sure that the accused in this case, which is Mr. Msimanga, would also like to clear his name. And in the absence of anything else, this is probably the best way to find the truth.
In the absence of everything else, because my concern, I must admit to both of you gentlemen, is that I've never encountered, though Ben, you do say there have been numerous cases in the past where a polygraph is used in ascertaining guilt or innocence in cases of sexual assault, sexual abuse, and so on. And I think it's important.
Deception or no deception. I'm not there to make a guilty verdict. Yeah. I'm there to say who's telling the truth and who's lying.
All right. So we will then set up a time for, how does it sound, next week for both gentlemen. We will help to coordinate your diaries on either end. Solly?
I'm more than happy, Ava. Just to maybe put a question out there to the expert. If the lady refuses to come and do the test herself, would the letter in which she stated what the charges or the allegation was and what transpired, would that maybe assist in maybe triggering the questions? Maybe there's something that the gentleman would like to use, but it's something that we can be informed of. But I'm more than happy to do it next week.
Right. Ben and Solly, we will coordinate between the two of you and we shall get it done next week. And Ben, how long does it take to know the results of a polygraph?
The results should be made available very soon after the examinations.
All right. So
whether it's one or both.
Yes, whether it's one or both. Thank you for that. That's Ben Lombard, our guest. And then, of course, Interim Democratic Alliance Gauteng leader Solim Simango will be undergoing that polygraph test, as you've just heard. What do you think of that? Of course, it's not the ultimate. It's absolutely not the ultimate proof of whether or not these events happened. And that must be clear. And also, it's important to remember the rights of the victim, the privacy of the victim, the dignity that a victim deserves, but in this case as well, we also have to look, for instance, at what, in this case, the accused says they require as part of proving their innocence. So very interesting indeed. I want to go to Michael quickly before we start our conversation with Wendy for this Thursday. And what are your thoughts? We'll take some of your messages on WhatsApp 0727021702. Michael, good afternoon.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. Welcome, Michael.
All right, thanks. Look, I just want to comment on the issue of polygraphy tests. That I would say that the result should not be ultimate because of, that machine can just go either way, whether you did it. You know, I'm talking from experience. There was an incident where I was the guilty part, and all of us, me and the other employees, were called in for polygraphy tests to see who has actually committed that kind of offense. And you know what? I passed it, and some of the people, because they panic, that machine should not be, that machine is not accurate. Millions of people can actually attest to this.
In fact, Michael, you probably missed the masterclass yesterday. We took some interesting calls on people who said they were innocent and the test found them to be guilty. And hence, I said to Solim Simanga, he listened for himself, right? And still felt that he wants to go ahead with it and even contacted us to facilitate the exam, the test. And so I think he will be going into it with the full knowledge. And of course, before the test is done, as you know, there is a greater explanation, a detailed explanation.
No, that's right. No, thank you so much, then. Okay.
Thank you. Michael, thank you calling from Annadale. And so it feels like a social experiment that we're busy with. I wonder how you consider this move. You can let us know.